Tavshin bet. Vayomer Moshe el Elokim, mi anochi ki elecha paro? Who am I to go to paro? Chiyotzi es b'nei yisrael mitzrayim. You think I'm going to take that? You think I'm going to take them out of Mitzrayim? Vayomer ki ayeimcha. Hashem says, no, I'll be with you. Vezelecha oz ki anochi shalachticha b'yotzicha es ha'am in Mitzrayim. This will be the side that I will take you out of Mitzrayim. Tavdunas Elokim al harizah. You will serve the God on this mountain. We know that Rashi says that this mountain is Har Sinai. Okay, v'na. Halok shamar Hashem l'Moshe Rabbeinu Shielch. Moshe, Hashem, I don't understand this. Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, go, do it, do your shlichus. Of course Hashem's going to be with him. V'lama mamar mi anochi. It doesn't matter who you are, Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem said, sent you, you go. Says, who am I? And then Hashem says, I will be with you. But he already said, I'm sending you. And if Hashem sends you, then he's going to be with you. Why do we have to repeat this thing? What exactly, why Hashem has to say on this mountain? Just say that you're going to serve God. I guess he doesn't want to quote the Rashi, but Har Zeh is talking about Har Sinai. Am la misa b'menachos. I'm a misa b'menachos. Tafkuf yud. I'm a reish lakish. My dichtim. Zota Torah la'ola l'mincha l'chatas l'asham. This is the Torah for the ola mincha chatas l'asham. What does that mean? Zota Torah. It says, kala osik b'torah ki l'hikriv ola mincha chatas l'asham. A person who learns Torah says, if he brought a korban of a chatas l'ola l'ashlamah. And Alma Rava kala osik b'tor einu tzarich la'olav l'mincha. Says Rava, no. It's teaching that anybody who's osik b'torah, anybody who's osik b'torah, does not have to bring not a mincha, not an ola, not a shlamin. Upeish Rashi, the Talmud Torah mechaper avonosa. Because Talmud Torah is mechaper the avonos. Sichem la'avin imken ma'osif Rava al rish lakish. I don't understand. What's Rabbi said? You know, the first person says that anybody's osik b'torah says if he brought the korban. Rabbi says no. Anybody's osik b'torah, right? You don't have to bring the korban. At the end of the day, they're both getting the same thing. That's mechaper avona. Whether you have to bring the korban or you don't have to bring the korban, what's the difference? Alpi pashad achilik b'neim rakim mashmos alash and shodrash. See, it's just a matter of a difference between in the drash. Apostle, aval chutz mizeh, ef shalomer dikeilu ekriv ola mashma sheshav bechet atchev ekorban. That according to Reish Lakish, that Torah is like bringing the korban. That means that you had a chet, it stuck with you, and by learning Torah, you brought the korban, you mechaper on yourself. Cholachotu maybe korban v'rava osif. Rava adds and says, no, sheno tzorich ola. You don't need the korban. Why? That the chait didn't latch on. It was like, you know, a waterproof suit. You know, the water spilled on you and it didn't even get on. You didn't even need to clean it off because it didn't get on at the beginning. So the chait didn't even latch on to you. The longing that a person stays in chait until he does tshuva. Even if he keeps clean for all amount of that time, but he still didn't get kapara. The chait gets deeper and deeper and deeper in him. It penetrates inside of him. And then tshuva is much harder. During Bizman Hazen, don't worry about it seems like a trouble in Gemara, but you have to learn the Gemara in the context there. But in any event, it says, why did the Gerim during these times have, why do they have such difficulties and pains? Because 23 years of their lives, they spent in Chet. They spent in eating Burger King, and shellfish, and you know who knows what. It's not their fault. But we're not. It's not about fault. What?
You gotta flush it out.
Right. It's not about their fault. But they were living. They were submersed in chait. Not again. Not that there's an onesh. But they avshich nesu v'gayru. Even though when they did, when they were misguided, mikomakom neshe shav v'tzichim lisbol yisurim. They have to go through pains. They have to go through yisurim to get it off. Mashal lebeget shenafal lav ravav. And some jelly falls on the on a beget. Im mechapsim osomiyad. If you clean it right away, you don't have to You don't have to clean it, you don't have to sit there and clean it forever. V'mshua harbe alav tzarech achakach kibbutz rab v'shiv shefagayit v'gayim v'yisur shalagayim shashaham v'tzuchim kibbutz v'shiv. But if it stays in you a long time, then it's very hard to get it out. You work and work and work. It's like every time I get a car wash, in my old car at least, they used to yell at me, you know, if you just got car washes every month, your seats wouldn't have been like this. You know, now that it's been sitting for years and years like this with these stains, you can't get it off. You can't get it off. The more the stains, the more the chait stays on us, the more it's staining ourselves. Chatoim stain us. V'hine k'dei shelo yisha adam im avanosav alav mikatan v'agadol tzorchul yoyure chait. How do we, you know, just like a suit has like a, you know, waterproof, stain-proof thing where the stain gets in and it doesn't even latch on. You just like, oh, flick it off like this. How do we live our lives with a chait-proof shell as much as we can, obviously. So it's all Yira. Fearing the chit. Hainu shigam kishalo bal davar aver liyado yichanes morcha belibcha shalo yetachas shalom. Even that you don't have a chit. I mean, time to be worried about the chit is not after the chit, it's before the chit. Before the chit, that you have to be in fear that no chit should come onto me. Never be sure of yourself. Right? The story of Shechter said, it's okay, I can go to tell him, no problem, I'm not affected by it. Get this guy a doctor. Don't be so sure of yourself. It's not only, you didn't eat non-kosher, okay. But there are certain averas that are not mafurish like as these averas. There are certain things that we don't do. But Rak b'midah shayish wrote to the scar of Tzoni Zbaruch b'midah zu kol davar kal v'dibar mezer u'kshu keneged with Tzoni Zbaruch chet b'enav v'shav alav aval lo day shiyah davar ra b'enav. And the thing has to be disgusting in your eyes, like Nachman, like, believe it or not, I'm not sure how like when you're talking about women, you'd be like, ah, that's disgusting. Like, for real, not like Shana Bekai. No, for Shana Bekai. I'm saying the classic, you know, Shana, you know. Not like, but your mommy should be like, it's sick. They say about the Kutzker Rebbe, you would like, hear people talk about money. Literally, there's a story that his mommy barfed. He barfed when he heard about money. It was so disgusting to him. It's not going to happen to us. Money is very beautiful to me. But on our own little levels, we have to be afraid. Am I going to do a chait? Am I going to do this? Constant fear. If I put myself in this situation, constant fear. And we'll talk about what's the difference between fear and anxiety, where it becomes an unhealthy fear and where it becomes a very healthy fear. There are two levels. A person who realizes how bad the onus of a chait could be, and therefore he's not going to come to chait. And that's a level, but a higher level than that, this is very similar to the Rambam writes about Yiras HaChait versus Yiras HaRomamus, that he's so afraid, not of the onus of the chait, what the chait will do to me. What the chait will affect my life. You know, if I eat this questionable kosher food, it may close me up from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's afraid of the chait itself. And not only about big averas, but even things that are just, we don't do that. And the person who's constantly fearing, right, is the person who's finding more problems with himself. As Rabbi used to say, how do you know that you're learning well? The more you feel that you don't know things, is the better that the more that you're learning. The minute you feel, I'm getting to know a bunch. So then it means you didn't even start learning. So the same thing with the more perfect you think you are, the further you are from Yiras HaChet. A person who's Yiras HaChet is constantly feeling pgamim in themselves, shortcomings in themselves. The Eshkodesh themselves writes it. There's a whole thing. The Eshkodesh says, I daven every day. I don't speak Lashon Hara. I don't waste any minutes. I learn all the time. And what am I missing? He's asking. So what am I missing? A person like that. What am I missing? The the person who fears the chait, of the onus of the chait, it's not in the fibers of his being the fear of the chait. His libo is not like, ah! It doesn't pull back from chait. It doesn't make him feel disgusting. But the second level, the person is in his fiber of his being, chait, whoa. I mean, he looks at a questionable non-kosher food. His mom is poisonous food. I can't. He like shakes from his chait. He's constantly worried that and because he's thinking about tshuva already before the chait, then any time he does something right, the tshuva comes so quick. Ki be'emes ha'yirush yesh l'adam ha'mshachas yirush v'sfiris gvur v'yirush v'malachim rak sh'nimshcha v'yardu v'nislamshu b'sakku v'yiru b'aveir v'sha'asa sh'lo yanash o sh'lo yitrachik me'ashem ki'im l'fi ma'tzavo ma'sha'en ki'in mish'tamid yor gam kodim chit az yiras tahor yiras what's the next word? Yiras olam ha'as olam ha'al-yonim v'nital miskash v'na yira atzim. There's a totally different level. The person who's afraid of the onus, so his year will go as far as to do tshuva after the onus. I mean, he'll feel horrible about the chayt and he'll do tshuva. But the higher level, the person who's just so fearful of getting into a situation, constantly looking into himself, constantly, his year is bringing him higher, that if he does the chayt, kind of like even just, he just rub it off because he's on such a high level of yira and closest to Hashem. Even now, in this painful situation that we're in, and he's talking from the Warsaw Ghetto, talking to the person about chassidus, tshuva, yira, what the heck? I'm thinking about survival, getting black bread and surviving. What are you telling me about? Why are you giving me such lofty concepts? I just want to live. I'm happy if I'm able to get a pair of tefillin once a month. Alone tshuva yira, tohu. That's a mistake. That's a mistake. And we all, I don't know, Baruch Hashem, we're not in the Warsaw Ghetto thinking about that. But we are in our own situations that we all can say, me worrying about chay yira. Let me just wake up for a minute. Let me just learn for an hour a day. You know. Like, we have to serve Hashem with all different types of avodah. Okay, this is a very important point. It sounds like a very depressing person, this person who has yira, constantly finding shortcomings in himself, constantly finding problems. We're almost painting a picture of like this obsessive compulsive person who's just an angry, sad individual. But he says, really, that person has the greatest simcha in the world. Why? Because yira is pure, and people like pure things inside of the core of their beings. People like, you know, on the outside, people like, you know, quick entertainment, quick pickup of some feeling of some physical bliss, you know, right? But it goes away very, very quickly. It's not part of him. But yira is part of a person. It's tahori minom yirasecha she'omim b'zemer kaechsof, the kind of yira that we talk about in kaechsof. What do we say in kaechsof? He says noam yirasecha, the sweetness of the yira. The sweetness, so we see that he even say kach. So the sweet, it's not crazy, right before the war. It's not so long ago. The sweetness of yira. Yira ilo amirom ha'ish. The higher yira. We're not talking about the yira of the onesh right now. That's gonna help a person do tshuva after a chait. It's a high level. Alavai should have even come close to that level. But the higher level of yira ilo is brings up the person and feels a great, great, great simcha. That's why. You know, Simcha Beit Shavuot, but which night, which we should be there? It says on Yitzchak Avinu. Yitzchak Avinu, we get some picture of some angry, nervous. Yeah. You know, there's a story about in the Lubavitch Yeshiva, like a guy is dabbing, like, you know, like with a face like this, and the Mashkiach comes up to him. I guess he's like a really, you know, like. Goes, can you first ask nicely? Did you just try first ask nicely? But anyway, we get this picture of Yitzchak. But the Simcha Beit Shoeva, I heard this from Moshe Warmi, the Simcha Beit Shoeva starts on the night of Yitzchak Avinu, because really Yitzchak Avinu, he has the greatest Simcha all of his, right? In that whole Mizrah, I just learned it with my guys in the SS. Reb Nachman has a beautiful piece on there. If you want to take my tail, Reb Nachman says, "Echel Yisrael Hashem, ki imchas lechalaman tevarei." I can truly feel you because I feel that you are the one who's soleach. Because I can't fear you if I don't believe that Hashem could give slicha and mechila, because then I get just go to depression. But knowing that you give, so that's why we say kivisi Hashem kivsa nafshi, the double kivisi shomer laboker, shomer laboker, waiting for the boker. Where do I get strength for keep on coming back? Because I feel so close to Hashem, I feel the yiras are removed. Then a person in the end, the Yitzchak is the osios kates chayim. In the end, he lives. Well, everyone looks at him and goes, "Look at this, you know, look at this boring, you know, angry person." In the end, it's a joke because kates chayim. He lives in the end. He stands up as the isha simcha, the person has so much simcha. And the Moshe Warmi quotes Salvechik that modern psychology says we should do away with the fear of God, because man has so many anxieties. Are you going to put another fear on him? So he says that he quotes from Salvechik that there's fear and there's anxiety. Anxiety is the nervousness. That's not fear of Hashem. Fear of Hashem is Hashem, you're running the world. I fear you. Nothing, it's the most healthiest thing in the world, if done right. People sometimes don't get it right, and it's not the healthiest thing in the world. Everybody has to have proper guidance in their Yirat Shamayim. And I know we're thinking, well, we have no Yirat Shamayim to begin with, so why should I be worried about messing up with my Yirat? So, as he says, there's different approaches. It's not like a constant person's like, you know, life doesn't go like this. Life goes like this. I'm a tzaddik, I'm a rasha, I'm a tzaddik, I'm a rasha. I have years of aromas, I have no years of aromas. So we have to be able to deal with years of aromas, because there are sparks in our lives that we're going to feel the years of aromas. We have to know how to deal with it. That's why I think that's why we'll be going all these farm like Noam and Limelech and everything. Because it is Nekud of Tzikas in every person. And then on the other best of this, the Nekud of like this riches and depression and brokenness. And then it says that we have to read Rav Nachman. So we constantly have to go back and forth. The Bezev shall have an Adi Yisra Bezor HaKadosh. Shekodim Bezor HaOlam, Amar HaTorah Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Torah went in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu before the Bezor HaOlam, and the Torah said, Halo Isha Ata Baruch Hu Bezor HaAlam, you're about to create man. He Lachto Lachavim Tasa Lachafi Masav Lo Yichol Netkayim. He's going to sin, and he's not even going to be worthy to stand in front of you. Is it for nothing that I call Rachum Bechanan? I know man's going to sin. What's the Torah asking Hashem? What, aren't they going to sin? The Torah itself knows they're going to sin. Within the Torah itself, Vashav Hashem Lekecha. In Torah itself, it says about tshuvas. Of course they're going to sin. So what are they thinking? Why are they going to sin? You know they're going to sin. It says in the Torah itself is complaining to Hashem, but it's in the Torah itself it says v'shapta Hashem lukecha. Aval anir lea, like basically it says lo tshuva levad tzuchalit kadem kodem b'risa olam rakam a year ulai yechta. So like we said before, that the tshuva that the Torah is talking about is before the chait, before the chait, and therefore the chait will never. That's the tshuva there. So the Zohar says, but they are gonna do chatayim. So wow, but it says, of course, you know that they're gonna be talking about tshuva, but that's the higher tshuva, the tshuva before the chait. And therefore, it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to create tshuva before the world was created. Everybody learns in this chazal, oh, tshuva was created before the world, which is a beautiful concept. But there's another concept. The era was also before the world. When everything was perfect, we didn't need era. Yira was created even back when everything was perfection. V'zen asa b'dibur m'shamar ha-Torah. Ha-sha'ot did ha-adam l'chtov v'ayi d'sha'ish yisrael o'chaz atzul v'Torah. Yochol ha-gil ma'jrega zu l'achnis mocha b'libo tamir ulai yech t'chas v'shom v'ayi d'ezek k'shichas v'shom nifkam v'ezeb kam l'fi yerecho eirem m'shash v'shach chet k'chas v'shom. Therefore, if the Yira precedes the chet doesn't get stuck to him because Rak Shav taketh miyad. He returns right away. He knocks it off his suit and goes back in. And that's what Rava meant. Rava means they don't need a korban. Why? Because the chait doesn't even stay by them, because they're osik b'torah beforehand. Because that tshuva and yira before the chait, וכל כך למה בני שהתורה כבר הקדימה יהיה מחית ורורי תשובה קודם לו והוא עוסק בתורה וכל העוסק בתורה אינו צורך לא עולם ומשה רבינו רמז על ישראל אחר קבלת התורה כי לבעבור נסוס אסכם בא אלוקים בעבור תהיה ירסו על פי לבלתי תחתום פרשם שנסוס לשון רמה the Moshe Rabbeinu says after Kabbalah Satorah that Hashem was testing you. He was testing means he was bringing you higher. Shapi Pashadim Bezuram Larimim Kamla the Ba'abur Tiyeh Yuraso. Vayir Hirak and Tsoy Shayde Lo Yechto. Vayir Lel Kakol Dover Echot Shesh Sigu Yira Levilti Techto. Yir Tmidish Lo Yechto. It's a year Tmidish, a constant year. Vayidezeh Yitroman. This person will bring a person higher. Kevin Shi Bechinis Noam Yirasecha. It's the sweetness of Yira. Kevin Shi Yitroman Matzav Abadosam Azgam Neged Ulam Mosa Olam Yitroman Lo Yechulam. Back to this week's parsha. Mi anochi v'chiyoti. Why is Moshe Rabbeinu saying, "Who am I?" You remember this? Hashem said to go. Go. Shut up. Hashem told you to go. Who am I? Hashem knows who you are. Just go. What are you? You're playing humble, man. Shekevet she'anav mikol adam lechin halach b'machshavat ki'ilu mi anochi v'chiyoti. He wasn't questioning God. He was saying, "God, I have to understand. I'm in love of mi anochi. Like I'm going to go, but who am I? Who am I?" Like, well, I'm not sure what exactly what's going on. Feshiv lo Hashem, lo sheva emes eina taroi, lo sheva chasron chasron mecha. Rak min avodai. It's not like, and when Hashem says, I will be with you, it's not like you're not worthy, you're not by yourself. It's, don't worry, I'll take care of it. You'll be a puppet out there. He was saying, avodim me'ir mishashos mishchinas Hashem e'ekeh. Hashem says, e'ekeh imach. What does it mean, e'ekeh? It doesn't mean that I will be with you. E'ekeh is with you. You understand the lashon of godliness of Eke, I will be. You're constantly in the state of I will be. So, Eina Ishroi Bekirba Klum Veomer Belibo Ata Ein Einli Klum Rak Ma'ata Eke. The Moshe Rabbeinu was in the avoda of Eke. His whole life is Eke, Eke, Eke. I will be, I will be, I will be. Because I am not there yet. Avoda Shabachinis Eyemcha. Vezelachos Ala Hazer Hazer Daika Kiksiva Yavol Kim Chareva Visa Begmar Shabbos. And after we're talking about our Sinai, why our Sinai? She yard the sin of Lumos Ha'olam, because hatred from all the people came, because that's where we got the Torah, that's become a great nation. Right, as we talked about in Shia, when the Jews are hated and everything, the nations love us. That's why we got Israel, because we were right after the Holocaust. So the UN will vote us in. But when we're the victorious, when we're the strong ones, the world hates us.
Right now.
Even, what?
Right now,
the world hates us now. Because we're doing well. It's our Sinai, that was the most... Meaning, when you're on that level that you're so mitromeim, that's why you should go. That's why I'm picking you, Moshe Rabbeinu, because you're always at the level of Ekeh Imach. I will be. I will be. I will be. I will be. You never feel confident. You never said once, I can do it. I'll just quote my father that they asked him, he was coaching for over 30 years or something, 40 years, and they asked him, so when are you going to stop coaching? And he says, when I stop feeling butterflies in my stomach, that's when I know I have to stop coaching. And I take that a very much less in life, you know. Some people ask me, like before I tell you, why are you so nervous? Because I want to, you know, because I don't take anything for granted. Halavai should be an avodas Hashem too. But we don't take avodas Hashem for granted. We should, you know, a certain nervousness, a certain fear, a healthy fear that leaves us the simcha, not the depression, but constantly the state of mi anochi. As Hashem saying, that's why I'm picking Moshe. Exactly. Because you constantly mi anochi. So basically his answer is he wasn't questioning Hashem. Hashem was just proving, watch Moshe Rabbeinu, watch, I'm going to make him a leader. He doesn't, got it, God. I see within you there's the Ekeh, the shame of Hashem, of tshuva, of Ekeh, I will be. I miss a lot.